In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, I swear by the Day of Resurrection, and I swear by the self-blaming soul. Does man suppose that we shall not put together his bones? Yes, indeed, we are able to proportion even his fingertips. Rather, man desires to go on living viciously. He asks, when is this day of resurrection? But when the eyes are dazzled, and the moon is eclipsed, and the sun and the moon are brought together, that day man will say, where is the escape? No, indeed, there is no refuge. That day the abode will be toward your Lord. That day man will be informed about what he has sent ahead and left behind. Rather, man is a witness to himself, though he should offer his excuses. Do not move your tongue with it to hasten it. Indeed, it is up to us to put it together and to recite it. And when we have recited it, follow its recitation. Then its exposition indeed also lies with us. No, indeed, rather you love this transitory life, and forsake the hereafter. Some faces will be fresh on that day, looking at their Lord, and some faces will be scowling on that day, knowing that they will be dealt out a punishment breaking the spine. No, indeed, when the soul reaches up to the collarbones, and it is said, who will take him up? And he knows that it is the time of parting, and each shank clasps the other shank. That day he shall be driven toward your Lord. He neither confirmed the truth nor prayed, but denied it and turned away, and went swaggering to his family. So woe to you, woe to you. Again, woe to you, woe to you. Does man suppose that he would be abandoned to futility? Was he not a drop of emitted semen? Then he became a clinging mass. Then he created him and proportioned him, and made of him the two sexes, the male and the female. Is not such a one able to revive the dead?